What's up, guys? Thanks and welcome back to the channel. Princess Lightfoot, this segment is the reaction videos to movies, blogs, articles, shit that's going on and more. In tonight's episode, because somewhere it's probably the nighttime, it's not here. But yeah, today's episode, we are reacting to Vanderpump Rules season one. I'm sorry, season 11, episode one, season once, episode uno. Yeah. Te amo, español. So basically, oh, they like fucking took us out of here, bastards. I don't have a lot of time. I spent so much time setting all of this shit up. Like, I know it doesn't look like a lot, but it was a lot for me. Like, literally, this camera is taped to my coat hat rack. Yeah. Last season was absolutely unfreaking believable. I could not believe Raquel's sneaky ass. This was just so much. I wanted to vlog about it at that time, but I was just doing so much. Shout out to Reality Rewind because this is actually supposed to go on that channel. But then I decided, well, I'm just moving forward with Princess Lightfoot. So what I'm gonna do is, for those of you guys that don't follow Vanderpump Rules, Lisa Vanderpump is like an uber rich lady. She's very, very sweet. I love the name Lisa. I have an aunt named Lisa, and she's like the sweetest lady that I've ever known, like in her heart, like very, very sweet. So like that's so I've already loved Lisa, right? And then to meet Lisa, I think all Lisas are really actually pretty nice and really sweet. So far, the Lisas I've met. And I've not really met Lisa Vanderpump, but from the show. Anyway, this show is 11 seasons long, so it's about 11 years. I've been watching the entire time. And we're going to have a special segment. We're going to go back and we're going to react to like season one since it's available. Shout out to Hulu. Don't forget to subscribe today to Hulu. Yeah. So basically, the way that Ariana met Tom Sandoval is that he was already involved with Doty, Kristen Doty. Okay. And I love how they call each other by their last names. I grew up in a school that was multicultural, but it was mainly like white people. And so like everybody called each other like the last by the last name. So that was like really cool. So nostalgic. And so yeah. Because like first I was in the ghetto and then I went into like the suburbs. But then it was like you could basically go like across not too far. And then you're like, you'll feel more at home if you're from the ghetto. Let's just say that. But it wasn't like the ghetto, whatever. But if you go really far up where the school actually was, well, far up, and the school was past like where the kind of medium ghetto people were. But anyways, so the way Ariana met Tom is he always was already with somebody else, and so they met this girl named Raquel. So years later, Tom just takes on Ariana. He breaks up with Kristen Doty ass. That's why we Kristen ass is crazy. This is such a crazy story. I feel like everybody slept with everybody, one of those kind of shows. But I don't think that, what's her name? Sheena. It's go Sheena. I don't think Sheena slept with Jax, but she wound up marrying somebody that really is giving me a lot of Jax, but just real smoothed out and not this darling, and he's like the best. This is gonna be so exciting. Shout out to Siesta King. For any of y'all that know me from over there, I am going to put like a portion of this video up on Reality Rewind because I don't want y'all to just think that I just like jumped a bit and ship. No, it's not like that. No, it's like that. No, it's like that. First of all, I can't do like it all. Like I do it all, you know what I'm saying? But I can't do it all everywhere in all these different channels.
Ugh. She's like,
I just can't really do it. So I had to make a decision. So I just went with Princess Lightfoot, but you checked me out over here, goddamn. And y'all, and I didn't shut it down. You can still check out Siesta Key over there. So anyway, so y'all know I'm not new to this. Like I do this. So now he moves forward with Ariana in a friend group. They were sleeping with each other behind Kristen Doty back. So now Raquel is introduced to the friend group years later, and he sleeps with Raquel behind Ariana's back. And then wait a minute, Kristen and Ariana wasn't even friends. Ariana and Raquel, best friend. She all about that's her best friend. Chill. Last season was so explosive. It was just too much. And as a matter of fact, you know what we're gonna do? I'm gonna do another video where I'm just going to react to that one episode that they played where everything played out over the summer. Because we didn't see it happen during the season. It was so crazy because we saw them lie and be sneaky doing this. Jenna had us thinking that him and that
Kellen Schwartz.
something going on. I think all three of them had something going on. Because the way Tom Sandoval loves Tom, I've never seen a bromance like this in my entire life. This bromance is so epic and dynamic. They literally, I see now from this episode, the first episode, I see now that they're getting a divorce. So Sheena Man is fine as shit. I try to shout out to Hulu. We're gonna get it together. I was like, what cat is that? Because I got a cat, but they look like my cat, child. Anyway, and the cat's staring at me. So, okay. Now, this is James. James wind up getting, he wind up getting. I don't think she's a better version of Kristen Doty. I don't think I want I
Want to be nice,
but you know, I like some people. Guys, if you want to donate to the channel, please do not hesitate. I need a new microphone. I need a new microphone. Yes, yeah, shout out to the Wally Show. Wally, when I called your show today, it was not a Blue Yeti. That sister was not on a Blue Yeti. Okay. Yes. So what y'all? So I don't think that he got a better version of Kristen Doty. And I don't think that he got a lesser version. I think that she is like a just her, but at the same time, she just seems like I don't know. She don't seem fun. She don't seem. It's like James. It's like you either gonna be with a girl like Lala or a girl like Kristen. Like she either gonna be toxic or she gonna be fun. You know what I'm saying? And probably you would want both. But I feel like that girl that you with is like neither.
crazy. So
But maybe that's what James needs.
we do live by the airport, so there.
But I mean, as long as, you know, he love her. And she, well, as long as she love him. Okay, Katie, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. First of all, okay, we just gonna turn it down there. Wait a minute. I played with Barbies, right? So that's probably why I'm already into this shit anyway. I play with Barbies and I just love like all the hair. You know what I mean? Unless it's gonna be like done up. You know what I'm saying? But definitely to the point where it can be let down. So, and I have, now I did go through my short hair phase. Shout out to Tony. I don't like how you did Chrisean Rock, but we ain't doing that right now. We already did it. So, but shout out to Toni Braxton because I did go through my little Toni Braxton phase, like not even phase, hers, you know. I was like, oh, somebody was like, you got like a meatball head, like a round face, like Toni Braxton, so you could probably get away with it. So I was like, all right. And my hair was like a face, like a lot more rounder. And like I used to have like real a lot of snap in my nose all the time. And then over the years, I grew up and through some things. And I was able to get like all of this swelling out of my nose at this stage in the game. So I look like a lot different now. Oh, that I got all the mucosa out.
So,
So okay, I like her hair. Okay, Katie is giving like a lot of face. She is giving face. I love it. But Katie, you, I want it could just be a, I see where you're going with, you know, giving the face. You got the face to give, girl. Yes, it's dramatic. It's a lot. I love it. But I want it to be just a little bit. Katie does look a lot better this season than she did. This. She is lighter because it's just more complimentary to the way she built. Some women, you know, that are tall, you know, they built like stallions and they actually do look better with like weight on them. But Sandoval punk ass. So right now if they talking about Sandoval is up in the hills, honey. Who knows? But we're gonna get there. But Katie is one that she looks lighter, better lighter. Like you like I'm saying, you see how you can see her face? If she had more weight on it, then you can't see it. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, Katie, just girl. I feel as though so broke because I play with Barbies and I'm talking about. And I literally took I wanted to make over my Barbies so bad and change them up. I took fingernail polish remover, I took out all the little mascara, all the eyeshadow, lipstick. I use markers and lip palette, you know, fingernail polish. I put on new lipstick, new eyeshadow, new mascara. Chill. I cut the hair. I dyed the hair. And I'm talking about Barbie dolls. My mother didn't buy me no Ken dolls. So I had to make. That's probably why I kind of like slim in real scrawny. And not even just like, I ain't gonna say real scrawny. You know what I mean? But it's probably just because I never had a Kindle and I had to turn one of the barbers into a Kindle. So yeah, yo. So anyway, her hair. So her hair should have been like, okay, hair needs to be a little bit longer. Well, Katie, it needs to be like, you need to do the Carrie Bradshaw, Katie. It needs to be curly. And you can keep your dark brown curly. You'll really be doing something if you do the sandy blonde and the brown, but just do the dark brown. I like you with the dark brown hair. Do the dark brown, make it curly. Or you can even do the straight, but have it just like this long length curly. You know what I'm saying? Just long length, Katie. You know, and like full curly. Let's see. Like, go like that. You know what I'm saying? And I just would like that better. Now, I don't know what's going on with Ariana. Like, she's been crying for like ever the whole time. She looked better right here. But I guess when she do her own makeup, or maybe she just was so early in the morning today. See, she even slimmer. She like gained some weight. So she eating better. But is she in the room? They is on some real sick ass shit. So they broke up. Oh my gosh. Because he was sleeping with Raquel. They sleeping in the same bed with each other. I'm sorry, the same house. We are not. And hired this woman. Wait a minute. Where the lady? Hired this lady to be a damn mediator. She's a damn mediator. So she won't even text Tom. She's a. I'm not going through all that. You're getting out of my house. You're gonna see. This is what see. I understand. I understand all the legalities of it. They bought the house together. They're not married. This and this and that. That's what your first mistake was. But we know where you made a lot of mistakes. Ariana, your first mistake was picking Tom up from Dodie. Why? If Dodie was so crazy and Dodie was this and Dodie was that, why would you want anything behind her? See, that's why I ain't ever see. This is why all that friend group shit do not work. Where was I at? Was I, oh, okay. So I get the lead. I probably called it. So I get the legalities of everything. But at the end of the day, what about what? They married for a reason. See, let me tell you. I'll just back in there. You didn't marry him for a reason. So sometimes you have to learn your lesson. Yes, you didn't do nothing wrong to him, but you how you got him, girl, is how you got him. This is the classic case of how you got him is how you will lose him. And I understand that everybody's feeling sorry for Ariana. And I have sympathy for everyone. Anything that's hurting, you know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, girl, I don't play them type of games. Sneaky bitches is all up underneath you, and then they sleeping with your man. Like you were seeing Tom when he was, I don't give a fuck that it was 10 years ago, girl, 9 years, girl. Blah, blah, blah. Karma didn't care. The universe didn't care, right? Raquel didn't care. And then it was worse because she smiled up there and act like she was your friend, girl. I know that hurt, girl. So she probably is still crying. Anyway. So here's the thing, your peace of mind, you have to get away from him. Either you're going to forgive him or you have to get away from him. Now, here's what I think you really want to do, Ariana, for some reason, but I think that you don't want to admit that you want to do it and you don't want to admit that, like, to everybody because you know it's not going to be widely accepted. I think for some reason, deep down inside, you might be okay with a three-way relationship with them because why did they both feel like it? Why did they both say, they felt like you kind of knew, but you was just, you know what I'm saying? Like, even Lala, we're gonna see that even Lala is like, I don't know. I'm starting to feel sorry for Raquel because it's starting to be kind of like unbelievable that all this time you did not know, girl. Because women feel things, and women feel things when the other woman not around, just when his attention is being strayed, just when he don't do certain things with you no more, don't look at you no type way, don't try to give you no kiss, don't try to touch you no type way. Or here's another thing too. When all of a sudden you started being compared by invisible motherfuckers, or somebody said this, or you was talking to somebody and your other person was talking to somebody and they hurt, and that person told them this, or you get the fuck what I'm saying. That's the bullshit. Now, I see why Tom probably had got away with it because y'all were all friends. So he could say things like, well, Raquel said, well, you know, Raquel wouldn't. But girl, see, that was the, that's the price you pay. That's the price you pay. And knowing that you got him like that, I just would have never thought. I just don't even know. Anyway, I think that you might be okay with a three-way relationship. I'm not really sure about it. And we're going to see what takes us. But to pay somebody to be a mediator for somebody else, that's just ridiculous. I don't even see divorce aides doing that. So you got, that's not going to work. That's ridiculous. You got to get up out of that house. Just move on. If you can't legally get him out. But girl, then to go through all of that, I would just go because he slept with he was with that girl in that house behind your back, girl. And that's my time for this video. Chill, chill. I got a lot of things here. So what I'm gonna do is, because I don't want this to be a super long video, I'm gonna end it here. Don't forget to hit that bell, like, share, and subscribe for the channel. Part two, where we will actually get the ring. All right, y'all. Bye. Actually, I don't know. I might not make it a part two. I might just edit it and keep on going. Bye.